right. We recently had occasion to have a little get-together over at Sanderson Ford with about 50 of our closest friends. And all the top management participated, and they talk a lot about relationships. They moved in and about amongst the crowd like they were all family members. They established relationships with every one of our good friends. And that's exactly how they're going to treat you when you walk on the property and start looking through their 65 acres of Ford vehicles. Listen, they're running some great deals. It's 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 trade assist cash on new Ford F-150s, Explorers, and Escapes. Now, you can't beat that deal. And you can't beat how they're going to treat you.
51st Avenue in Glendale. If car buying is on your to-do this weekend, do it today because they are never open on Sunday. They leave that day. You're talking about relationships. They leave that day of Sunday for your relationship with your family at home.
And you were talking about stacked functions earlier. They've got stacked deals. The 0% financing for 72 months, a $500 Home Depot gift card with the purchase of lease of any new Ford from America's number one Ford, America's number one Ford dealership, right here, Sanderson Ford.
51st Avenue in Glendale. And we're in studio today with TWD Design Build Remodel, talking universal design and the past that meant, you know, designing the home from for infant to elderly. And we're incorporating a lot of working at home elements these days, or schooling from home elements these days, into our universal design. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Just hit number one to bypass the auto attendant. And where are we going this segment?
Lighting. I want to talk about lighting. Because I think that's a big part of universal design. You have, again, we were talking about the multifunctions. Is it an office space? You're going to light an office a lot different than you're going to light a bedroom.
Absolutely.
Right?
Or a hallway.
Yeah,
you're transition gonna, areas.
You're, so, yeah. The floor transition areas.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And motion lighting.
Yeah, absolutely. Automatic lighting that will come on when somebody approaches, especially if you're going down a hallway. So you're not fumbling for a light switch. It's going to automatically turn on. Same thing with going into a bathroom. With today's onset with smartphones, things like that, we can actually pair everything to a smartphone rather than having a bunch of switches on the wall. But the key is to allow flexibility in your lighting. You can never have too much lighting. You just want to make sure that you have the ability to adjust that with dimmer or on and off. Under cabinet lighting, for example, used to be considered ambient lighting. It is now considered task lighting because it's also ambient too if you wanted to turn everything off and just have a nice glow. But it's there to make sure that you can see what you're cutting, what you're cooking, as well as the task lighting, which is recessed can lighting in your ceiling on multiple switches so that you can adjust that, whether you want it just for the sink or overall lighting. And it's not just for the kitchen. It's for the bathroom, again, for the home office. We want to allow different types of lighting for different types of tasks. And again, we now have the flexibility to control those so much easier with our smartphones.
We've done a few bedroom office conversions here in the last couple of months. And there was one in particular where you walked in the bedroom and the only light was the ceiling fan mounted in the center of the room. And, of course, the work desk was up against one of the walls. So you couldn't turn that light on, be at that work desk, and not cast a head and body shadow on your work area. All we did was throw a couple recessed cans above that particular work. Yeah. It was all we could do to keep those people from not moving back in. Yeah. I mean, we just put the lights in, and they were starting to move. I said, wait, we still got painting and baseboard,
there you go.
Floor covering to do. You can't move in yet.
Exciting stuff.
Just changing the lighting made all the difference in the world.
You know, and it still hasn't completely caught on. I just moved into a new home in February, and in order to turn on the light switch in my master bedroom, I turn it on for a lamp. When I turn it off, the clock turns off too.
Oops.
Yeah.
Now, the other area of lighting that we're seeing a lot of, we're starting to put in a lot of motion activated bathroom lighting. And a lot of it is just tokic lighting in the cabinets. You know, walk in, just enough light, not to wake you up, but just to keep you from tripping over anything.
Going, yeah.
Do your little business and get on back to bed without ever really waking up. You're still in your semi trance, you know?
Yep.
You don't have to turn that big bright light on. But we do a lot of motion detectors, like Ron was saying, just down the hall. Now I'm trying to figure out how we can do those need to be black lights as you're motion detecting down the hall. We're trying to come up with black lights that come on.
Oh, wow.
One, it again, is just enough light not to wake anybody up in the next bedroom. And it would magnify and show you any scorpion that is also sharing the hallway with you at that particular moment.
Yeah, that's great for Arizona, buddy.
And I don't know what it's been in the last year and a half, 2 years, what it is that's with the universe. But we're having more scorpion phone calls than I've ever got in 40 years of doing this. Yeah. I don't know where they're all coming from.
A lot of it is just when you start doing stuff, they come out.
Yeah.
You know, they keep to themselves true. And so much being done, those that have been hidden there forever, you never knew were there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the disruption of their environment draws them out. So as you're cleaning or breaking walls or, you know, whatever the case may be, just active doing stuff that we've otherwise ignored for a long time.
Yeah, they realize it's too darn hot, too. That's why they're looking for a cool spot.
Yeah. Now, one of the things, Todd, now be straight with me. Do you remodel your house at all?
Yeah, we do.
I hate remodeling my house.
I'll tell you what, my wife calls me like a 95%er. You just don't want to look at my remodel real close, Rosie.
Oh, man. I don't like people in my home, and I don't like going home at the end of the day and having to put my nail bag on.
I know.
But we are getting ready to start a project, and it's going to be the creation of a double master suite.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And
that's a big thing going on.
It is. Talk about that a little bit. I mean, that is a big demand right now.
You know, we said it at the beginning of the program as well that you have a few generations living together now, and you know, there might be you're young at hearted that need their own space.
Yeah.
But then you've got the mom and dad, and then the maybe some adult kids. But two master suites are lovely for a house. It gives people a little bit of privacy, their own stuff in their own suite. So yeah, it's a big thing right now.
And you and Jamie are just about ready to become empty nesters, right?
We sure are.
And Jennifer and I just went through that. I'll tell you, the secret we found to keep them from moving back in is just put a sign on their bedroom door. This is Dad's naked room. This is Mom's naked room.
I joke about that constantly.
They don't even want to come and stay, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. What was that movie, Fail to Launch?
Yes, that's right.
It was Fail to Launch. Mm-hmm. that kind of made that popular, right? Oh, man.
Terry Bradshaw.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the two master suites are one. That's a project we're going to be tackling here in the very, very, very near future.
You know, we're seeing that so much with the multi-generations moving in together. Number one, one of the biggest reasons is because of the cost. For an assisted living, I don't know if people realize, but the average cost for 1 year of assisted living for an elder is $46,000. And so we're seeing...
And it can go way up from there.
And can easily go way up from there.
It can go way up from there.
Yeah, when I was looking at it for my mother for retirement, it was a buy-in of $200,000 that was then a kind of a transition from an apartment to semi-convalescent. But people are realizing that they can pool their resources together and remodel a house to be able to add this second master suite, giving the elders some privacy, but also being part of the family. And it kind of just transforms the entire house, because all of a sudden now we've got more people in the kitchen. And so we need extra seating area for the family dinners and such.
Quick question on that, Rosie. Are you adding on or are you converting under roof another suite?
This will actually be a pop-up.
Oh, okay.
The master suite's going to go upstairs.
Oh, okay. There you go. And so, you're adding on.
And then the existing master suite just stays where it is.
There you go. Okay, yeah. That's another good point, too, of having a nice living area on the first floor.
It is.
You know,
it is. We're going to bite the bullet and move upstairs because in the area we live in, that second story gives you an unbelievable view of the McDowell
Mountains. There you go. And it'll keep you healthy. It'll keep you in shape.
That's right. So that's something we'll be tackling in the near future. And it just makes a very open opportunity. I was teasing about how not to get the kids coming home, but we've got all the kids coming in virtually every holiday season.
Sure.
And, you know, they can only set up so many cots in the garage. And
yeah. There you go.
So the universal design concept is catching on. TWD has been kind of, I'm not going to say y'all specialize in it, because y'all specialize in so much, y'all do so much. But y'all have focused on it for at least the last 5 or 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, it's been probably 6 years, huh?
Well, yeah, and we try to, you know, instill these concepts into all of our remodels, regardless, because whether people realize it or not.
How many laundry rooms are y'all putting in homes right now?
Converting mud rooms, relocating to extend laundry rooms to be larger, huge.
It is. I never knew how popular these stack washer and dryers are becoming, because they can just fit in what used to be a closet that backed up to a bathroom.
Yeah.
You know. But just those kinds of things where you're creating almost a total living environment in one space.
And for large families, you can put two right next to each other, so you've got double the capacity, but the same amount of room consumed as one washer, one dryer.
Sure. Exactly.
Separate entrances, again.
I shouldn't have said that out loud. I may have just, I think the priority of our to-do list just changed. Yeah. You heard that.
Hopefully your family was out feeding the horses there just at that moment.
But, a third one for horse blankets.
I know.
I need to shut up.
I've wanted to put a washer out in the garage for years just to wash the dog blankets and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now I just stretch them over the back wall and hose them off. Private entrances, separate entrances, also another big feature that we're seeing a lot. Just give that party, whoever it is, younger kids moving back home or mom and dad coming home, give them their private entrance. Let them come and go as they please.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually doing laundry facilities in whenever possible in the in-law suite, if you will. It may be difficult to bring gas or something in there, but there's actually washer and dryer combinations.
Yes.
That we have actually put in a few units.
I haven't tried one. Are y'all finding they work pretty good?
If you can vent it direct, that works much better, but not always can we do a vent to outside if it's in the inside of a home, and you can do a condensation dryer. It does take a little bit more time, and your clothes come out a little bit moist, and you do have to hang them up immediately. But, you know, if grandma doesn't want to have to come out, you know.
Or you don't have the floor space.
Well, yeah, like... and they're really designed for small little, you know, small loads, you know, a towel and, you know, bra and panties or something like that. And it gives, you know, grandma the additional flexibility and privacy.
Very good. We're going to come back and wrap up with TWD right after this. Y'all stay tuned.